This is...
You pay your business credit card back every month. Your business credit card pays you back every month. At Barclaycard Business, we do things differently. So with the Barclaycard Select Cashback Credit Card, we pay you back 1% cashback on all your eligible business spend, with no cap and no annual fee. To apply for a card for your business, search Barclaycard Business. Cashback T's and C's and exclusions apply. The approval of your application depends on your financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Tuesday, the 30th of November. Before we go any further, hope Sheridan Smith's all right. Goodness sake, we only mentioned the poor girl the other day. And there was something that happened at the end of the Jonathan Ross show. We weren't too sure what it was, but apparently she was claiming misogyny from somebody in her team. And anyway, she was happy during the interview. Although today I was reading in the paper that she spent a lot of time touching Gary Barlow. Well, given the opportunity, who wouldn't? Goodness sake, I mean, you have to look at him to realise he's Mr. Wholesome. And he looks very good. He's got his beard. He looks very smart and all the rest of it. And then, blow me down the other day, she has this car accident where she flipped the car over. I mean, seriously, the thing was like standing on end. And I was getting very worried about it. But anyway, I hope she's okay. Because we had a really good interview with her a while ago. I mean, a really good interview. You know, she'd had sort of issues and bits and pieces. But anyway, she was fine. So I hope she's okay. Anyway, just thought I'd get that one out of the way. Oh, they had the Curry Awards the other night. And this is the one where people turn up and somebody makes curry. I don't quite get it, actually, but there you go. It's the 17th one they've had. And who went? Lizzie Cundy. I do feel a bit sorry for Lizzie Cundy, because you don't really know what she does. She has a little radio programme, but I don't believe it's heard by anybody of any significance, so that doesn't bother us in the slightest. But she turned up wearing a tiara. I mean, do you think she was aware of what it was? It's not a Hollywood night, dear, it's the Curry Awards. OK, you just turn up at a hotel, and you eat something, and you put on a frock like... I mean, a very, very odd frock. I mean, do you get the bus in or something like that? Have you seen it? She's way overdressed for the Curry Awards. Way overdressed, you know. I mean, you just need to wear something that looks a bit smart. But poor old Lizzie Cundy, who really should not be wearing a gown that probably cost probably an arm and a leg. Well, at least an arm, I should imagine. Meanwhile, over in the camp, the I'm a Celeb bosses are dubbing the damage caused by Storm Arwen a £1 million disaster. But it doesn't really matter. Have you noticed they seem to be plagued with problems? Richard Madeley comes out. And then I think Arlene was not feeling too... Naughty Boy's just being a bit of a pain in the rear end because he doesn't know what he wants to do. And everybody reckons he's playing a game. Then they reckon Danny Miller was playing a game. And then in came Storm Arwen. And Storm Arwen just blew it all to pieces because it was tense. And to be honest with you, if they finish the programme, nobody cares. I mean, I really wouldn't be bothered. Somebody said to me, people always ask me, I don't know why, they always go, you know, would you ever go into it? The answer is absolutely not. Not even in the castle. Not for any amount of money would I be remotely interested. No. Well, you didn't say a billion. I mean, if you're going to come up with a billion, I might be tempted with a billion. No, it just... I just wouldn't want to do it. You know, because I've looked at the things. I mean, at one point, poor Richard Madeley had to climb into a sewer filled with fish heads and all sorts. I mean, just disgusting. And I'm thinking to myself, no, they'd all have to starve, I'm afraid. There'd be no chance of me doing any of these Bush Tucker trial kind of things. And also, it's Welsh Wales. The weather's not the best. You know, you want to go somewhere where it's hot, or it's warm, a little bit steamy, a little bit sultry, you know. And the chance of having an affair with somebody in there. Because I looked around, and to be honest with you, there's nobody I'd bother with. Absolutely nobody at all. Dua Lipa. Now, she looked very glamorous, and she went to the Fashion Awards. Not quite the same as poor old Lizzie Cundy, who just gets invited to the Curry Awards. Billy Piper also attended the Fashion Awards, looking unrecognisable. I mean, seriously, short blonde hair, a frock that was very good. I think it was Vivienne Westwood. If I know my fashion, I can tell you it was probably Vivienne Westwood. And it was just about covering her boobies and things like that. But it was nice. It was a nice outfit. The trouble is girls get, you know, the good outfits to wear. Men get crappy outfits to wear because, yeah, they're just drab. What do you wear? Dinner jacket. You know, I mean, because you can't wear white because it's wrong season. John Travolta. We like John Travolta. His daughter, who's called Ella Bleu Travolta. I don't know how... Oh, she's 21. And she's got her own EP out. in 2022. But you know John Travolta's a private pilot? He lives in one of these houses where next door to the house is the aircraft hangar, and you drive your plane up the garden path and park it in the hangar. Yeah, it's got its own runway. I quite like the idea, actually. Oh, look, Romeo Beckham's out on the town. Apparently he's a celebrity. They're all celebrities, aren't they, in the Beckham household, except the father, who, of course, has done a great disservice to gay people everywhere by accepting the money from Qatar, whose human rights on gay people is scandalous. But, of course, you can't explain that to Beckham because he's not the brightest penny in the box, but you should give the money back, Dave, very quickly. OK, unless, of course, you're that desperate for it. Meanwhile, at the Fashion Awards, Romeo Beckham was there. What for? I've got no idea. What was he doing there? And so he was with his girlfriend, Mia Regan, who was given advice the other day by Victoria Beckham on how to work the red carpet. Well, Victoria Beckham doesn't work the red carpet. When was the last time she worked the red carpet? Anne Robinson. We like Anne Robinson. Can't work out if it's her own hair or if it's a toupe. It's a bit difficult to tell, isn't it, really? I mean, do you think she's wearing a wig or do you think she's lucky at the age of 77 to have a perfect hair? You think she's lucky? Because I thought to myself, at 77, normally your hair's going a bit, isn't it? It goes a bit straggly. I mean, look at me, for goodness sake, honestly. Full head of hair. Well, bless your heart. If you can see from there, well done you. But anyway, Anne has broken her silence on this feud with Rachel Riley, which I didn't believe. And she's been known as Queen Anne because she's a bit grand, you know, because she's been on television for a long time and she's reached the age of 77. But I don't believe that there was ever a feud. I think it was just something to drum up business for Countdown. Susie Dent's lovely, and they have some good people on there. Who have they got this week? They've got Claire Baldwin, who's sitting in Dictionary Corner. She's very good as well. In fact, she seems to fit into everything, absolutely everything. Demi Moore had a very smooth complexion, which generally means they've had some sort of filler or something. I don't think there's anybody in America who has not had some sort of surgery. You know, but you've got to be careful that you only go little bit. If you go too far, it starts looking a bit odd when everything starts sagging. And you don't want that, do you? You have to keep going. Yeah, put it away. If you have Botox, I think it lasts 3 months, then you go back again. Have you had anything done to yourself? No, nothing at all. Sure. Would you swear to that on a Bible? And so to say you've had no surgery whatsoever, nothing? Would you ever have any surgery? Irrespective of how much something would cost, what would you want doing, apart from the obvious? What would you want doing if you could... 25 years, yeah. Because I think that once you start changing yourself, and I've seen it with other people as well, you're kind of on a slippery slope because you don't see what we see. So you just see every day you see your face and then it sags a little bit so you put something else in. Whereas we actually see it and we go, you look like the Bride of Wildenstein. It's not something to go for. But in fact, in Demi Moore's case, they've said here she displays very... And they've done it in capital letters, smooth complexion, which means that she's probably had something done. I mean, she's 59. She doesn't need anything done. I don't think if you're 59, 60, that you need anything at all. Exactly. Grow into your looks. You know, I mean, honestly, if I could have anything, I mean, I would probably have a bit of liposuction or something like that. And apart from that, I can't think of anything else that I need. There's nothing, I mean, you know, I don't think it's going to make you a better person in bed. I don't think it's going to make you a better conversationist. I don't think it's going to make you better looking. I think it's done for your own vanity. Unless, of course, it's something whereby, you know, if you've got a huge nose and you go, I'd quite like some surgery to sort of correct it and have a more petite nose or something like that. Well, that's fair enough if it's going to affect your life. But not if it's just done for vanity reasons. Definitely not. But I'm looking at sort of Demi Moore and I'm thinking, you don't really need anything at all.
Switch to BT Superfast Fibre this Black Friday and pay absolutely nothing for the first 3 months, then £27.99 per month from month four. Plus, get your first 3 months of BT TV Entertainment half price, which includes Sky Channels with a Now Entertainment membership and a Netflix subscription, all for only £8 a month. Be quick. These offers end on the 2nd of December. Join BT today. 24-month contracts, 95% UK coverage, CPI plus 3.9% increase each March. Now membership RRP £9.99 per month. Netflix basic plan RRP £5.99 per month. Terms apply.
I like Spider-Man. I can't remember who actually plays Spider-Man. Is it Tom Holland? Was he the one who was in Billy Elliot? A long time ago. It had to be a long time ago. He was a little lad. But there's the movie website has crashed. I've never seen any of the films. Are they good? Are they really? Why has he got Well, I mean, so he's Spider-Man. Before, he used to hold his hands out and shoot out the web. Now he appears to have spider legs on his back. I've never seen those before. I don't like that. That sounds a bit scary. Is it high tech? Oh, no. I saw something once. What was the film I saw? It must have been something that was very similar. And it was somebody, the spider captured somebody and wrapped them up to eat them later. Because that's what spiders do. They don't sort of catch, you know, little insects and eat them there and then. They wrap them up and they store them in their cupboard. But if you're Spider-Man, I should imagine. I don't know what he eats. Good-looking boy, though, Tom Holland. Reminds me a lot of me. Leanne Pinnock reveals Little Mix used Disney aliases to check into hotels as she discusses her new acting career. Who did she tell? Roman Kemp. Roman Kemp over on our sister station Capital, talking about her new film. And then Roman quizzes her about a scene in the film where she checks into a hotel with a fake name, Pocahontas. They're going to kind of twig, do you not think? You know, you check into a hotel. Sorry, and your name, madam? Miss Pocahontas. Yeah, OK. And your proper name is? Miss Pocahontas. I think not. You can't check in under the name of somebody who's been dead for God knows how many years. Ed Sheeran and Elton John team up to recreate the famous doorstep scene in Love Actually. They've got a new Christmas single together. Apparently Elton John, according to Dave, can't go out in Windsor for pizza. So if the boys want to go out for pizza, they have to go out with David, because David said he can walk down the high street and nobody would take a blind bit of notice. They can go for pizza, but you can't go with Elton John. Because Elton's too famous. Well, strangely enough, Elton, not as famous as Prince Andrew, and he managed to go out for a pizza. So why shouldn't you? Jennifer Aniston. She's very pretty, Jennifer Aniston. She's very lucky, actually. But she plays hairdresser and she rubs leave-in conditioner. I used to use conditioner. They used to say, you know, take 2 bottles into the shower. I used to take about 10 bottles into the shower. You know, shampoo, conditioner, leave-in shampoo, wash-out shampoo, leave-in conditioner, wash-out. Then you've got sort of a body exfoliator, which is very nice. You do that to get rid of dead skin. And then you've got to use a shower. Well, I use a shower mousse. I don't use shower gel. I use Fengel mousse, which is very nice. It's, what, mousse? No, have you never had mousse before? It looks like squirty cream. And it's really lovely, and you sort of squirt it on, and then you sort of rub it all over, and then you just sort of rinse it off, and it's really nice. Smells delicious. You never had it? I'm going to say you haven't lived. You haven't lived, honestly. Where have you been? Goodness sake. Adele scores her 4th UK number one album with 30 after shifting 260,000 copies in a week. I mean, that's an amazing amount, it really is. But still down 75% on her last record, 25. She's very pretty, isn't she? But she does have a foul mouth on her. Jamie Cullum, he's very good looking. I interviewed Jamie Cullum once, only because I wanted to. And he's filming another one who's doing a Christmas video. So they've doused him in foam snow. I've been doused in foam snow. He says, just in case you thought shoots were glamorous, they're not. He's 42 now. 42, he's recording a music video for the new Christmas track. And he carried on playing it. He's just very, very good looking. And he plays that. I wish I could play the piano. God knows, I wish I could play the piano. Or the organ, or anything, really. Anything sort of fairly musical. Kylie Minogue. I mean, I can't believe it. Is she still gearing up to move back to Australia? I thought she'd gone. I thought, why are they dragging this one out? You know, Kylie, she's still here. No. Is it COVID? She's not got COVID. Oh, Australia won't let her in. Well, we don't want her anymore. We've had enough of her. We're bored now. So she's treated herself to £1 million payday. She raked in £2.2 million with her latest album, Disco. And then, well, of course, I mean, you can only treat yourself to £1 million because the rest will go in tax, love. She now has seen her fortune hit £6.8 million, which actually, when you think about it, is not that much for how many years she's been in the business and how many years she's sort of topped the chart. She's obviously a big spender, isn't she? 6.8 million. I could live in that. I was dreaming the other day. I dream most days. And I was sort of thinking, how little money could you retire? And I thought £1 million. But it's determined by your age. I think, you know, if you're sort of 25, 30, £1 million is not going to see you through for the rest of your life, you know, unless you invest it. But, you know, if you're my age, 67, you could, £1 million would see you through quite nicely. You can go and change the car every couple of years. You can, you know, move to a bigger place. And you could live quite well, I should imagine. I could live on satsumas or something like that, or pomegranate seeds.
Phew, life's busy. So if you need expert healthcare like this, Boots Online Doctor is only a away. Get quick access to advice and affordable treatments with free home delivery for most services. Or pick up at your nearest Boots. We can help with more than 40 services, including hair loss, erectile dysfunction, contraception and cystitis. Search Boots Online Doctor. Access to treatment is subject to an online consultation with a clinician to assess suitability. Charges and eligibility criteria apply. Channel Island exclusions apply.
Danielle Lloyd admitted she was gutted after Stacey Solomon took her baby name. It's not your baby name, darling. Don't be so stupid. We know what your history is. Thank you very much indeed. She's reclaimed Autumn Rose for her baby girl. And apparently Daniel Lloyd was gutted that the Loose Women star announced she'd called her baby Rose. I'm sorry, there's loads of them, Danielle. Why don't you grow up and get over yourself, dear? It is hilarious, but as I say, we all remember the Shilpa Shetty thing, OK? Let's kind of leave it there. But the only thing we're worried about is the fact that poor old Joe Swash still wears his hat indoors, in bed, by the look of it. And the Pirelli calendar. Anybody seen the Pirelli calendar recently? I'm sure that they did too. I'm sure that there was one for girls, which was all men. And because I seem to remember in the back of my mind, there's a bloke standing there with his shirt off, very similar body to mine, holding two tyres under his arms like that. And I think that was the Pirelli calendar. But in this one, you've got Rita Ora. And it's interesting, actually, because this calendar was launched in 1964. Normally, racy images and nude models. And the new one sees Cher and loads of other people posing for revealing in arty shots. I mean, Cher must be in her 80s now, isn't she? And she's revealing in her 70s, but revealing at a little bit too much, I think, for that age. I think, you know, when you get to the age where it needs ironing, don't bother posing for the pictures. Leona Lewis, she's got a Christmas song. Everybody's got Christmas songs out. This one's called One More Sleep on this morning, because what you have to do is get yourselves on the television. If you don't get on the television, your record's going to sink without trace. Sink without trace. Alison Hammond was showing everybody her busty swimsuits because she is fairly busty. So obviously, you know, she's going to be sort of showing off bits and pieces. She went for a dip in Lapland, which is very cold. I mean, to be honest with you, it is very, very cold. You wouldn't have got me into anything like that. But she did it for a chilling dip in the lake in Jerris, which I'd never heard of. But if she's in Lapland, some of it inside the Arctic Circle. Steps, bad news for Steps. My producer, Joe, is a big fan of Steps. He went to see them live. He knows all the hand signals, you know, trying to hear, all this kind of stuff. They've had to postpone the remaining tour dates because Lee Latchford Evans and Faye Tozer have tested positive. So not that it made any difference before old Lee, who I don't think sang on any of their hits, but Faye did. So they've tested positive, so they've had to cancel different... You can imagine all those people who bought tickets for a show that isn't going to be happening. Frankie Bridge begs the show bosses to let her wash her dirty knickers because they reek of fish guts and offal. Just take in other pants with you. I don't understand why. If you're going into the jungle, I mean, the first thing I would take in would be loads of pants. I wouldn't be taking in, you know, a pair of pants. That would just be silly. I'd take in different, you know, tops and things like that. But definitely loads of pants. So that if they get messy, you just put on another pair. Fancy keeping the same pair on. It's disgusting. It's not the same. Top Gear fans fuming over Freddie Flintoff missing the trip to Iceland after he was forced to self-isolate and brand the show boring without him. He's probably not wrong, actually. We like Freddie. But it's freezing cold over there. And the only thing Iceland's famous for, certainly not its food, volcanoes. Volcanoes all the way down the middle of the island. A bit like Lanzarote. Lanzarote's got exactly the same volcanoes all the way down the middle. But the difference is in Iceland, they erupt every so often. And when they go up, believe you me. Amanda Holden, posing with chic feather-covered tree. Everybody has different trees, and hers is covered in feathers. Mylene Klass cries over her kids' handmade baubles as early bird celebs deck the halls, which is lovely. Joan Collins went to Craig's, the celeb hotspot. Do you know she's 88, and Percy, her husband, is 56. They went to West Hollywood. She still looks... I wonder what she eats. Was she in here the other day? Oh, yes, she was in here. Now, why was she in here? Because somebody told me she was in Andrew Pearce. She was in on Andrew Pearce. And who had a picture taken with her? Was it Michal? I know. You wait till I see him. I should be seeing him next week. I should be having words with him, taking pictures with Joan Collins, honestly. Dreadful boy. She asked him, did she? Flirt, you wait till I see Joan next time. I'll be having a word with her. You leave him alone. He's an innocent little boy. Innocent little boy. Jeremy Clarkson's new Diddley Squat Lager has become the fastest selling in the UK, eclipsing all the other brands. It's top beer, which, of course, I'm really delighted for him because I think he's great. He had a programme on the television the other day and it's called Jeremy Clarkson's Television Guide, where he was taking the mickey out of all these people on television. It was very well done, very well done, scripted very well. But if you remember, down on Diddley Squat Farm, he's got some neighbours down there in the village, one bloke in particular who hates him. Hates him. Everybody's got haters and detractors and things like that. But he's actually got this one bloke who's trying to get his farm shut down. He's a nasty little piece of work. Why would you want to knock somebody who is so successful? And now, of course, now that his beer is the top one in the country, it's going to make this other old age pensioner look a little bit stupid. Bit stupid. He didn't want him to open a restaurant. You know, it's ruining our village and everything else. You're the only one who thinks so, love. Nobody else thinks so at all. Just be grateful he's not gay. Imagine how camp your village would become. Could be hilarious. Anyway, have a lovely day. Not as cold today as it yesterday was very cold. Yesterday was very, very cold. So today not as cold. I'm going down for lunch with my brother. He's taking me to a garden centre. He said, you're going to love it. So it's going to apparently be really spectacular. So I shall take some more money out of the bank and be a very happy bunny. Have a lovely day. Talk to you tomorrow. Till then, please stay safe.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can listen live to Steve Allen, Monday to Friday from 4 a.m. on FM in London, across the UK on DAB Digital Radio and on Global Player.